Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of northern Iraq. The Christian community in northern Iraq is in danger. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman, just back from northern Iraq, has more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to us. You were there in Iraq. You met with the Kurdish leaders, but what about the Christian community there? You've had an opportunity to be with them many, many times, reported to us before on the situation. What's it like today?
Jimmy, let me sound a four-alarm fire warning here. Things are disastrous for Christians in the Nineveh Plain, which is their historic homeland in Iraq. We're in Nineveh, where St. Thomas is reported to have proselytized the first Christians. They have been driven out by ISIS, and now, as they're waiting in these internally displaced camps, these IDP camps near Erbil, the capital of Kurdistan, many of them are losing hope and preparing to leave forever. They try to get back to their homes. Either the Kurds prevent them, or the Iranian-backed Shiite militias prevent them from getting home, or they manage to get home and they see the incredible destruction of their villages. They lose hope, they despair, and they emigrate to Australia or some here to the United States. Yet we desperately, as Christians, Jimmy, need to pull together to help the Christians of the Nineveh Plain to reconstruct their homeland, their houses, so they can anchor Iraq. They are the salt of the earth. They are the salt that gives the bread its flavor in Iraq. They help Iraqis be better Iraqis. And if they leave Iraq for good, I despair of the future of that country.
Ken Timmerman with the latest on the Christian community in the Nineveh Plain, which is northern Iraq. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Christian community in northern Iraq dates back some 2,000 years ago. Since 1991, that community has been persecuted and has almost disappeared. As Christians, we need to heed that four-alarm fire warning and at least put these Christians on our prayer list. That must be a priority. However, let me also remind you that this has a prophetic significance as well. During the coming tribulation period, true believers in Christ will be beheaded for their faith. That's Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, and Revelation 20, verses 4, 5, and 6. Please remember that this region of the Middle East, Iraq, is biblical Babylon, headquarters for the Antichrist in the last half of the tribulation period. That's Revelation 18. The plight of Christians in Iraq today, a precursor for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...